This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
M6.
Going past me at the moment is Selwyn M4, Darwin M3, Downing M4, Girton M4, Clare M5, Emma M5, Corpus Christi M4, Clare M6, St. Cat's M4, Hughes Hall M3, and Churchill M3. There's no sort of immediate disasters, so going past me right now is Emma M5 in their fantastic pink tie-dyed vest, and they've opened up considerable length on Corpus, who we saw the Corpus number one seat catch a crab in training, and they've already been caught very quickly by Clare. So, Andy, I anticipate there's going to be a bump on Corpus by Clare any time now.
And going past me on first place corner, Selwyn look like they're in trouble. Darwin M3 are closing very quickly. It's down to about half a length as they go around the corner. Behind them, Downing are about two and a half lengths behind Darwin. They're not going to get caught. And further behind them, we've then got Girton, who are in a lot of trouble. They are zigzagging wildly across the course. However, it looks like there has been a bump behind them. It looks like Clare have they have pulled in. So I believe that Clare have bumped Girton. Pete, what have you got at down by Motorway Bridge?
So I think Clare have probably bumped Corpus Christi M4. And the last three boats that have just gone past me, St. Cat's, Hughes Hall and Churchill, were all within about half a length of each other. So there's a three-way tussle, and it looks like there's going to be a bump somewhere, but it's just a case of whether Hughes Hall can catch Catherine's or whether Churchill catch Hughes Hall first.
Okay,
and that's the last of the action.
Major drama around at Grassy. Selwyn has managed to literally park themselves up the bank, having been bumped by Darwin M3. So that's Selwyn M4 in the bank. They're just being lowered down. Hopefully their boat's not too damaged. And coming towards me, I can just see what looks like Downing. They're settling into a reasonable rhythm. They've got no one to catch, and they've got maybe seven or eight lengths before it looks like Emma
Melissa
coming towards them. So, yes, on to Andy or Pete.
And standing here on first place corner, so remember there are two Clare boats in this division. Clare 5 bumped up on Girton 4, but Pete, that bump you thought was going to happen, it's not yet happened. Clare 6 are chasing on Corpus Christi 4 as they go around first post corner. However, they are about a quarter of a length. But interestingly, Hughes Hall must have bumped St. Cat's 4 behind them, and Churchill 3, Churchill 3 have bumped Hughes Hall 3, and St. Cat's 4, they're also trying to bump Clare 6. So those three boats, Corpus 4, Clare 6, and St. Cat's 4, still going at the back of the division. It looks like there's going to be a bump there shortly between two of those three boats. Melissa, what's happening at Grassy?
Okay, well, I can just see Downing very calmly rowing away with about seven lengths before Emma's anywhere near them. Then we have more drama, because it looks like Corpus Christi M4 has been bumped by Clare M6. They almost also went into the bank. So Grassy is proving a bit of a difficulty for perhaps less experienced coxes. And now I can see St. Catherine's M4 just making its way around Grassy. They're having great difficulty rowing together. And in fact, their seven seat appears to have stopped rowing. But they have nothing to fear, because there's no one to really chase them. So it looks like Downing M4, Emma M5, and St. Cat's M4 will all row over the course. Claire, can you see anything up where you are?
Yeah, well, I'm here on Ditton with a corner to Longreach, and as you called it, Downing are cruising around the corner looking very, very laid back. There's about three or four boat lengths between them and Emma, who are their nearest pursuers. I can't see any other boats on the river right now, so anything else must be just coming around Grassy, which I believe is St. Cat.
Yeah, I think that's all.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So just to run down the M6 division then. So Selwyn M4, they were bumped by Darwin 3. Downing 4 looks like they're set to row over, because behind them, Clare 5 bumped Girton 4. Emma 5 are going to row over. Corpus 4 were bumped by Clare 6. St. Cats are going to row over. And then at the bottom, Churchill bumped up on Hughes Hall 3. We're going to stay on the line because we've actually got the W5 division, which is going off shortly. Pete, you're still at the motorway bridge. How close to the start of that division are we?
I just heard another cannon. They seemed very quiet this afternoon, so I'm not sure whether the gunner's not got enough gunpowder or something, but we have had a gun that perhaps suggests they're going to be going off pretty soon. So this is a minuscule division, only four boats in it. There's Churchill W2, Girton W3, Murray Edwards W4, and Fitz W3. So that's the extent of it. We'll have four boats going around the river pretty soon, I think, but no sign of them starting yet.
Okay, and so that was the men's M6 division, which we brought you. And the reason, so both these divisions containing, as you've already heard, fewer than the total number of boats, 18. And so they decided to run them essentially one straight after the other, no break between the divisions, just to try and speed up the processes. So all the M6 boats, which have been bumped, I can see Girton in front of me, they're still pulled into the side of the river. And they're not gonna move until the W5 division has occurred. Let's go back down the division, or back down the course. Melissa, you're at Grassy. Are there many spectators down there at the moment?
I am at Grassy. There's some very civilised people who seem to have brought along pins. Apart from that, there's probably about 20 students. So there's maybe a couple of parents, and apart from that, I think that we're more likely to see a greater number of students coming later in the day. So there's not a huge amount, and I mean, not many of the crews got far enough to benefit from any support they might receive around Grassy from that division. But maybe as the day goes on, we'll see more people here, and some of the crews might get far enough to actually hear them cheering them on. But it's very sunny here, which is lovely. The clouds seem to be clearing and being pushed down the course. And I'm just seeing quite a few of the crews beginning to row home. They actually, I mean, maybe they're just really exhausted, but from the rowing at the moment, it actually looks quite impressive. The comparative quality of the racing, having seen them now, they're really struggling to keep time and even put their blades in remotely at the same time. So they all did well to make it down to where I am. Claire, do you have any final comments about Downing and Emma and St. Cat?
Yeah, well, those three boats all rowed past me. They were very, very widely spaced, which is unsurprising because each one had a bump go on between them. So obviously there was no chance of them catching up the one before or after. Kat was Downing in the lead, then Emma, then Kat. Downing were looking very, very good, hence the Downing being good at rowing cliche, but they were looking very good coming around this corner, very, very in control. And I've just got the Selwyn M4 coming past now, rowing home, looking quite tired.
Claire, this is Pete at the motorway.
I think we're going to have
the Winds M5 division not just underway. So. Yeah, so I'm just going to call this. So Churchill M2, Churchill W2 coming around the corner in absolutely fluorescent pink jackets. I think one of the sort of hallmarks of the lower boats is that you don't have any sort of consistent team wear within the boat. So Churchill W2, like a sort of beacon coming under the Newnham motorway bridge now, followed by Girton W3. There seems to be an awful lot of splash from those two. So Churchill, if anything, are pulling out at the top of the division there. Just to remind you that Murray Edwards W4 and Fitz W3 make up this minuscule four-boat division. Seems to be hard work for all of them, and the wind's just picked up a little bit, which is the sort of sending a lot of the hair flying all over the place. But Girton look as though they're in serious trouble here. They're at least three lengths behind Churchill W2 at the top of the division. And although all these boats seem to be moving quite slowly, it looks like Murray Edwards are catching up already on Girton W3. So that's probably the most likely boat. Churchill W2 rowing right past me. They've all got sort of fluorescent pink flowers in their hair as well. They're looking confident for a row over, so I'm sure we'll see them back in the W4 division shortly as a sandwich boat. But Girton in serious trouble, splash all over the place, and the really poor coordination of the oars here. So they're probably only half a length ahead of Murray Edwards now, and it looks like there could be a bump any second. The Gutton Cox has got a sort of grimace on his face as he rows past, but Winston, the Murray Edwards boat, and the bump has just been called, so Murray Edwards looked to have bumped Gutton. Yeah, the Gutton Cox has just conceded there, and that leaves Fitzwilliam W3 with an extremely lonely row over. They're not going to trouble anyone. They don't seem the quickest of crews, but they've got a row over to finish the day now. Andy, can you see Churchill going past you yet?
I can, and they're actually looking quite impressive for a bait in
this
division.
Got
they're all kind of, they've got no one behind them, as you say. Murray Edwards all bumping up. It looks like Churchill at the top of the division. That's Churchill W2. They're going to have a very comfortable row over. Behind them, Murray Edwards 4 bumped on Gurton 3. And then a long way back, Fitz 3. They're going to have a very slow row over. They are not going very quickly. And they have no chance of catching Churchill W2. So it looks like that is all. That's going to be all the bumping action from both M6 and W5. I'll quickly just give a rundown of the M6 division again, just as the Fitz boat comes past me now. So this is the M6 division that went about 10 minutes ago. Selwyn 4 were bumped by Darwin 3, Downing 4 rode over, Gurton 4 were bumped by Clare 5, Emma 5 rode over, Corpus 4 were bumped by Clare 6, St. Cat's 4 rode over, and at the bottom, Hughes Hall 3 were bumped by Churchill 3. And then the W5 division, which only contains 4 boats, Churchill 2 rode over. Behind them, it was Murray Edwards 4 who bumped Gurton 3. And then Fitz 3, they're just going past the first post corner now, and they are going to have a very long and slow row over. There's no more bumping action to bring you, because there's no chance Fitz are going to bump up on Churchill 2.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
I am here at the results tent, and the river is very busy at the moment with a combination of people rowing back from the last two races and arriving for the next ones. I just saw one of the triumphant Clare boats rowing past the foliage in their hair, so very exciting down here. So the results from the M6 race are actually as we called them. We had at the top of the division, we had Darwin M3 bumping Selwyn M4, Downing M4 running over, Clare M5 bumping up on Gurton M4, Emma M5 rowing over, Clare M6 bumping up on Corpus Christi M4, St. Cat's M4 rode over, and at the bottom we have Churchill M3 bumping up on Hughes Hall M3. So that's a row over for Downing, Emma and Cat, while a bump for Churchill, Clare M6, Clare M5 and Darwin M3. So a very good day for Clare all in all.
Well, thanks.
With the women's race, the women's W5, we only actually had 4 boats in the race, and that was Churchill W2, who rode over at the top of the division, followed by Murray Edwards W4, who bumped up on Gurton W3, and Fitzwilliam W3 at the bottom of the division, rowing over. So quite a small race with 1 bump and 2 rowovers.
May bumps.
Cam FM.